don't care.
You don't care?
I fucking care. I know you already hit record.
No, I'm looking at the episode title.
No?
Or the episode number.
8.
Is it?
I don't know. I think so.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 8.
Yeah. Hopefully.
I was actually looking it up, though, so. Kind of trying to trick you, but you got a little smart.
I'm always smart.
Smartest of boys. Yeah. This is the Blue Reads podcast, episode number 8. I'm Adrian, the one messing with his microphone. That's, I don't know why. Why is the wire all?
Why is the wire all the way?
Because my headphone was beeping that indicating to me it was dying. So my tower is all the way the fuck over there. So
why don't you like flip it the other way around and swing around the?
Because it only goes one way.
Oh, that's dumb. That's David over one with the regular headset score. We're recording this a little earlier than usual. We're recording it right after the Super Mario Maker Direct. It's nice.
They don't need to know this.
Nice and early. The early boys.
Early boys, that's us.
Once. One time and one time only.
Yep.
Just getting it off never early, again. You know what I'm saying?
We might do it again for E3, I have a feeling.
Yeah, and then we're going to record. We will do a an all-trivia episode because I will be gone for 1 week. So we'll just post that up. And you'll know when, obviously. It'll probably be the week after E3.
All trivia?
Yeah, man. You can have a fun old time, man. You're gonna have a lot of giggles and.
I like the trivia way more. I like anything else. Podcast.
We only come to this podcast for the trivia. Let's be honest.
If you start getting rid of the trivia, you can start getting rid of me. Which is,
so I'm sure. Part of you just part of you one by one. It's like a hangman. It's just like a reverse hangman.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Like, my legs are gone. Like,
what the hell?
We should play Hangman.
Oh, shit. All right, well, what are you guys playing?
Hold on. Let me sneak out of here real quick.
All right, so while Gore's sneaking out, I will explain what I've been playing.
I'm back.
All right, never mind.
If you did it for no reason, that'd be hilarious.
What, if I just never came back?
No, you just snuck out for no reason.
Oh, okay. No, I had to get some. But no, you can tell everybody what you're playing.
All right, well, my list has been pretty quick. I've been playing a little bit of Overwatch. I've been playing a little bit of Gang Beasts with you guys. And I've been putting some more serious time into Tekken 7.
All right. There you go. I've still been playing Days Gone.
Man, your days are gone.
Those days have gone by.
I haven't played that much in the last week, but I'm trying to get it done, but
get it done.
It goes on way too. I'm like at least almost 30 hours in now, and it's just like it keeps fucking going. Like, just stop it with the content. It's just all the same stuff too. It's just like, yeah, sneak, do this. It's fun, but the game I've been playing a lot now since it came out. I got it on Monday, but it came out yesterday. I've been playing Rage 2, baby.
Oh yeah,
Rage 2.
So that's fun. That's a 7 out of 10 game that you're loving.
Yeah. I wouldn't say... I get some of the reviews, but I wouldn't say it's a 7 out of 10 right now. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. And I could see some of the problems, sure. But for the most part, it has some good-ass gunplay.
That's what I've been hearing a lot about the game, is that it's not a great game, but it's a fucking fun one.
Yeah, but like the gunplay is so good. Like, you could tell it worked on that, and Avalanche did the world, because the world itself sucks. But the gunplay is really, really cool. It's really good. And I love how the game pretty much first 15 minutes of story, and then it just sets you out and just tells you do shit. You can do side missions, you can do story missions, you can go find new abilities. Like, you can get abilities that, like, you can force push people out of the way, you could slam onto the ground, or you could dash, you could double jump. You get all these abilities by going and finding them in these like little pod things, and it makes you better, it makes you stronger. You get new weapons, you get shotgun, missile launchers, stuff like that. Nothing too unique when it comes to guns, but they all feel good. The shotgun's a 10 out of 10, and it's really fun. The world itself is the problem, though, because you can just drive around in it and you'll see, like, randomly you know, like Red Dead Redemption, Grand Theft Auto does like the like question mark things, where it's just like, oh, it's just like a thing that's happening, just a random thing that's happening. You can go there. There's no point to it really, besides just to do something. The game kind of does that, but it's more like just like, oh, you see a battle going on. It's just a battle between like the bandits and the like kind of like the, I guess, the enforcer things or whatever, like the soldiers. You can go there and fight if you want. You can go there and loot the place or whatever. But for the most part, it's pretty standard. You just drive from point A to point B. You find like a bandit outpost, kill the bandits, and get all the loot and stuff. You upgrade yourself. There's a lot of upgrades and stuff. So there's a lot of content. But right now I'm like 8 hours in, and I'm already like getting close to upgrading a lot of the stuff I really want to upgrade. And I have I've only done one story mission so far. I heard the story is extremely quick though. It's like 6-7 hours long. But yeah.
You're the only person I ever would have seen more excited about a 7 out of 10 than if it was like an 8.
it's an 8 right now in my opinion. But it's a lot of fun.
It's too fucking good, man. I'm just kind of upset about it.
Yeah, it's too good. Well, you know what? Yeah, it's just that, you know, like if I was talking about Last of Us 2 right now, what can I say that everybody else, I mean, I don't know if Last of Us 2 will be a 10. I'm assuming it will be. But when it comes out, I mean, everybody will be saying it's a 10. So what am I going to say that everybody else hasn't already said?
Yeah, you get a lot of
Rage 2, everybody's talking about how shitty it is. So, or not shitty, but how disappointing it is. Like, it looks muddy, and I don't like the story. Huh?
It's not colorful like they.
No, not really. Yeah. That's disappointing too, because even the box like is just like all colorful and shit.
That's what we saw.
Yeah, the first trailer was all pink and purple and shit, and they got Andrew WK out there to lose his fucking mind for 10 minutes on stage for
E3. You could be that guy, though, when Last of Us 2 comes out and say, this game fucking sucks, and get a lot of views.
Yeah, that's true. I could lie.
Yeah.
There's one guy that keeps talking. I can't remember his name on YouTube, but he's cracking me up. I love him. But every time a new Sony exclusive comes out, you can tell he's lying about how he feels, but he always comes out and like just gets pissed about how bad whatever Sony exclusive comes out. Right. And you can tell he's lying, but people take him way too seriously. I can't remember his name, but
well, who would do that? Just lie on the internet?
Yeah, that's weird. But yeah, he's pretty funny.
Weird.
How weird. But anyway, yeah, Rage 2 is a lot of fun. And I got a. Oh, I don't have it here with me, but it came with a wing stick, which is cool. If you get it at GameStop, wing sticks.
Did you throw it
cool
yet?
Cool ass weapons. No, I'm not gonna do it. Right. I'm afraid it might hurt someone.
Anything else?
No, that's really all I've been playing. Well, actually, I played more of the Tetris 99 because they released the big block mode, which just adds Tetris to it. So it's just like regular Tetris is in there now.
Yeah, you always wanted that, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it's fun. I'm glad they finally added it. I mean, it's Tetris, so it's good. I could play Puyo Puyo Tetris, or I could play that. And now, because I have that, I'll just play that for now on. Yeah, it's fun. Tetris is good. I like it. It's good shit. Spoiler alert, Tetris is good.
Yeah, so I played Overwatch, then we played Gang Beasts. Yeah. I put some time in the Golf Peaks. That was fun. About halfway through all the puzzles in there. And then I restarted Bayonetta again.
Okay, Bayonetta 1 or 2?
Yeah, Bayonetta 1. I started that game over like 7 times, and I keep liking it, but I just never have the time to like sit through it all the way, even though it's like not that long of a game. But I've determined this is the time. I'm going to do it. So I started that over. Hopefully I'll have it done by next week, I'm hoping.
Yeah, Bayonetta 1's fun.
Finally, because I really want to play Bayonetta 2. I've had that game multiple times forever, so I really want to do that. Mm-hmm. But hopefully it's done by next week. I'm trying to put a time limit on that so I can talk about that. Cool. Then what'd you get? What'd you guys spend your money on this week?
So I picked up a couple digital games. I picked up Gang Beasts. I picked up Age of Wonders 3, Aetherill, and a super terrible survival horror game, Huntsman: The Orphanage.
Oh yeah,
I
have that on Steam.
Cool.
Didn't that come out a few years ago?
Yeah, like 2013.
Yeah, I think I got that when it was like 50 cents or some shit on Steam. So. Why'd you buy that?
I hate it. Always get us with those. It is this shitty 17 cents. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I got it because it was like free for a limited time. So I was like, fuck it, I'll get it.
All right. Well, there you go. That makes sense. But all right, cool. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I only got, I mean, I already showed you, I got Rage 2. So there you go. But I also got a couple offer up things. I get good deals on offer up. This one I needed for my DS collection, so I wanted to get it, and that's Advance Wars Dual Strike.
Nice.
$5. $5 shipping.
Damn, seriously?
Yeah, so it was $10 after shipping, because OfferUp, that's the cheapest shipping is $5. But that's pretty good. It's like a $25 game. I wanted it. I have the other one, so what is it called again? Days of Ruin. So I forgot what it was called. I got a lot of... All right, these are fucking stupid. All right, the only reason why I got this a lot is because there was one thing here I knew was worth a lot of money, but it came with a bunch of other garbage, and I wasn't originally going to show it, but it might be fun to show it. It's just a lot of these kind of... I guess they're like Wendy's and Burger King toys.
Hell yeah.
For Mario. But one of the things is not a Burger King toy, and actually two of them isn't, but most of them are. So
shit, that reminds me. Keep going.
All right, go ahead. All right, well, the first thing I really wanted this because this I knew was worth a little bit, and that is this Mario Party card, the e-reader card game thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this thing's like, it's brand new too. The box isn't, but the cards are brand new. So this thing's worth like $50. So I bought this. It's just brand new cards. So I'm selling that shit because I don't want it.
How much did you get it for?
15, I think.
Hell yeah.
For all this. So this I got for 15 and everything else I'm about to show. I got, here's a Wendy's, I think. Yeah, Wendy's Kids Meal. It's a Mario Advance like box. I think it's a board game or something like that. Or I don't know. It's weird. I've never seen this. It's in the bag still.
That might be cool. It came with a...
Yeah, well, this one is out of the package. She sent me like, it was a woman. She sent me like a bunch of them. So this one right there, it's a board game, it says. Let me see what's in there. Oh no, this is complicated. Look at this.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked through it yet because I didn't give a shit about this stuff. But screw it. Came with this little keychain Nintendo game player. This thing's broken though, you can tell. Screen's fucked. Whatever. Okay. It was this Wario Land thing. It's like one of those little things.
Yeah, I remember.
Press those. The button. And, yeah, you.
The water is gone. Oh no, no, yeah, it didn't have water.
No, it's one of those things where you have to.
I was
hit
thinking
the
about the water. Remember those shampoos they used to have? Or the. Shampoos.
Oh yeah,
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. This one is Mario Kart. They all have the Game Boy Advance box arts on them, yeah. So it's funny. Wendy's Kids Meal and Mario Kart.
Super Circuit. The GBA one.
Yeah, it's a fun game. And you like control the cars with. I don't know how the fuck this works, but. This one's a brand new one. There you go. Here's Mario staring at a thing.
Staring.
Going on here. You can't even see the board. They're supposed to be like it's like one of those like I guess like roulette, like not roulette, like a kind of like a slot machine thing.
Pachinko?
And you can't
like
see
slot
it.
Slot machine like yeah, like pachinko.
Yeah, like that. You can't see it though, because he's in the fucking way, so I don't understand that. This one's my favorite one. This is just Yoshi right here.
What the fuck?
And look at his tongue.
That's dirty.
Master ass eating right there.
And master ass eating. I guess you're supposed to put something in his mouth and just like hit it. Fly, but that does not look right. So that's my favorite one. And I guess this was a weird bundle. And this was definitely not a kids meal, but toy, but it's a Super Mario Bros. Super Show DVD.
Hell yeah, dude. Box set.
Beautiful.
There you go. So all that for like $27. I only wanted that Mario Party e-reader thing because I know that's worth a lot.
Right.
I got all this art garbage, so that's cool. And this Yoshi like, oh, I'm dropping shit. This Yoshi thing that this looks weird too. I don't know what's with Yoshi.
Jesus
looking
Christ.
Fucking strange.
That's nightmare fuel.
But he's supposed to like hang on to something. He looks strange either way.
He looks really fat.
I think Yoshi got the shit under the stick when it comes to some of the toys. But all right, well there you go.
Oh yeah,
that's it.
All right.
What'd you get, bitch?
I got my shit, but hold on. So first, digitally, I bought a few games. I bought a duck. What was it? Duck game?
Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty.
I bought the OTTTD. I forget what that stands for. It's I forget what who made this again. It's a tower defense game. I forget what who made it again. I should look that up. Then I bought Detention.
Oh yeah, that's a creepy game.
Fuck, that's a great game.
Pull up really quick. Who made OTTD? I'm gonna look that up really quick.
I never finished Detention because it was creeping me out too much. I couldn't do it.
All right. Well, Adrian is looking that up. Update on the Zeebo watch.
What?
Someone else has posted a new Zeebo that's sealed in box, and it is cheaper.
Are you getting it?
Yo.
That's it, dude. No, that's it.
Friday is when my bonus check comes in.
How much is it?
$380.
Dude, get it. What the fuck? Just get it.
Dude, I gotta wait to see what my bonus check looks like.
Dude, that's sealed. That's a good deal.
Maybe.
This person has no reviews, so that's why I'm still hesitant.
All right. Well, eBay will protect you. Don't worry about it.
No, they won't.
Also, they will. OTTD was made by the Death Squared guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I recognize the name somewhere. And then today I bought a Plague Tale.
Oh, yeah. I actually got that as a review copy, so.
Yeah, the physical copies have been, like, done via Best Buy. Really? At least. Best Buy. I had to sell for PS4.
I heard it's really good.
So, yeah, I heard really good things.
Which is, I was surprised because I saw the gameplay. I thought it looked really good, but I had a feeling it was like a smaller developer. I was like, oh, it could go either way. It could be like a 6 or 5.
Reviews are better than Rage.
Yeah, it is. It has like
there's also rumors right that Microsoft might be taking up these people. So.
Oh, really?
I figured I want to support them anyway.
That might be a good idea, considering.
Right. Also, your thing to remember is I got this. The Ant-Man Happy Meal toy.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Ant-Man. Via Kickstarter, I got this game recently called Setback. It's a my two-player card game. It looked cool, and it was super cheap. If you don't follow Fat Kid Deals on Twitter, you should, because they just have a lot of like really random deals that help out. So. Actually, was it Fat Kid Deals? No, I think it was War 64. The Breaking Bad board game for like $6.
Wait, there's a Breaking Bad board game?
It was like it's like normally like $30 game, but it's like $6. I don't know. So I was like, oh yeah. All right.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Make meth.
Yo, you want to swap? I'll give you a Mario Advance board game for that Breaking Bad board game.
So, I ended up getting a couple more pops. Got Thor Ragnarok with Thor with Surtur holding a. Searcher's helmet.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Let's see.
Big guy kills him. Again.
Yeah. I forget if I showed this off. I got Black Ant-Man.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
Sick.
I got Searcher.
Oh, there you go.
Looks pretty dope. I got the alternate Valkyrie.
Nice.
Ooh. And keep those in mind for a second. Hold on, though. And side note... I picked this up because someone was selling it cheap, and it goes for a lot more. So I got the Night King, the AT&T edition.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's a metallic one, but I bought it for cheaper than it actually goes for online, so I'll probably flip that sometime.
AT&T.
Yeah, that's what caught my eye. I was like, what the hell? All right. I told you guys last week I won something.
Oh, yeah?
A trend going on. So what collection was I trying to complete just now that you guys all saw?
Oh, you're trying to get on the Marvel.
Thor Ragnarok.
Thor Ragnarok. Okay.
There's a certain character in Thor Ragnarok that I'm missing, though.
Is it Korg?
No.
You have Korg in the background.
Korg, and I got Hela also. Who else am I missing? Who else is a prominent character in that movie?
Hulk?
No, I got Hulk. Hulk's chilling back here.
Who's a prominent character in Thor Ragnarok?
Those two side characters?
Nah, y'all are missing one of the best characters in the movie right now.
Meek?
No, I got Meek.
The Grandmaster.
The Grandmaster.
Oh, okay.
Now, not only did I get Grandmaster,
okay,
I got Jeff Goldblum signed Grandmaster.
That's fucking awesome.
With
that's pretty cool.
Certificate of authentication.
How much did you buy it for?
$70. And the pop goes for like $50 already as it is, like $50 or $60 as it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's really good.
This is one of my favorite things I own.
That's pretty cool.
It came in one of the pop protectors. Dude, I was so excited. I was like, oh, okay, I kind of want Grandmaster. I don't want to spend $50. Then it was an eBay auction, and it was like $60. Like, fuck yeah, I want Jeff Goldblum signed Grandmaster. Are you kidding me?
That's awesome.
That's like one of my favorite things, and I was so excited to get that.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, man. Let's go.
That's awesome.
Fucking
all
Grandmaster.
Right.
All right, but then
if only he signed a copy of Independence.
I'm gonna have
him sign
the Korg one now.
Yeah,
fuck it.
Get a Taika Waititi to sign your Korg. Oh, man.
If I can get the whole cast to sign all my Ragnarok ones, dude, I'm in.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, man. Taika is gonna be a hard guy to catch.
Yeah, Taika will be the hardest one. The guy who voices Meek.
I'll design that myself.
Yeah.
No one will know.
You went great. Whatever fucking noises he makes. You know, it was probably D. Bradley Baker, actually.
Did you know that Korg, Meek, and the Revolution was a paper, rock, scissors joke?
Wait, really?
Huh?
The Korg... Yeah, I didn't know that.
What are you talking about?
So Korg says in the movie, oh man, we couldn't... I tried to get a revolution going, but I didn't have enough pamphlets out, meaning that he got beat by paper. And then he killed Meek by almost stepping on him, aka that he almost beat scissors.
But how's Meek scissors?
Because he has the shings whenever he has that armor. He has the giant claws.
Okay. All right, sure.
Number one MCU movie.
I thought you were talking about the rock, paper, scissors joke in the movie.
No, but it's
a very me joke. So that's a rock, paper, scissors joke for you.
I'm going to watch what we do in the shadows this weekend. I'm super excited.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Oh, man.
You have to watch the show, too.
Did you hear about his new movie? I know it's the game podcast, but did you hear about his new movie?
Shit, I forgot what it's called.
He plays Hitler.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
I
forgot what it's actually called, though.
Mein Kampf, the movie.
No, it's like a... I forgot what it's called. It has a memorable name, but it's also weird, so I can't remember. All
right, so forewarning.
It's not that memorable, then.
Game of Thrones spoilers.
It's weird,
though. If you haven't watched the latest Game of Thrones episode,
good name.
Skip over, like, about 30 seconds.
Jojo Rabbit, that's what's
called. I like that one of the top Reddit comments were when King's Landing was doing it, they said, oh, it's all right. the city might be broken down, but the structure's still there.
Never mind. There goes the foundation. Sorry,
yeah,
guys.
That's the thing. God, I fucking
I have no
love
idea
Ragnarok.
What you nerds are talking about.
Have you ever seen Thor Ragnarok?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Game of Thrones.
No, we are, but that's the thing that happened.
Oh, gotcha.
Spoiler review. So we're not.
I know the reference of Thor Ragnarok you're making. I just don't know the context of how it relates to
that
fucking show. Well,
imagine that in Game of Thrones.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
Plays Adolf Hitler.
Sorry.
Cool. I was looking at the cast of Jojo Rabbit. That's the movie, by the way.
So we're going to play the trivia. And because... like last week...
What time is it?
Hammer time.
That'll be a trivia name. What time is it? So because David didn't tell him or said he wasn't going to be here, I got something different going with the trivia, but now he is here.
So I'll duck out so we can do his first.
If you want, you can just like hang out here and just take your mic off and I'll send you a basic message when we're done.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm going to go grab a snack real quick. So yeah, this works perfect.
Okay.
What time is it?
4:50 PM.
No, how far are we into the podcast? Obviously. I ask you this every time we do a podcast.
22:45.
Say it again.
22:45.
18:40. That's it.
22:45.
Oh, 22. They say 18, but I'll just put 22 because we already started it like a minute ago.
Okay.
All right.
So
trivia
this week.
It's not actually trivia. We're just gonna talk shit about him behind his back.
Don't look at your messages yet, but you got something to say. This week, what we're gonna do is I pulled up a Sporacle article or a Sporacle test. That had a bunch of screenshots from games in the 90s. And we're going to go... Someone's getting a point here. We don't know who. So it's either whoever gets most correct or whoever does it the fastest. Now, I sent you guys a screenshot where we're going to do this. And you're going to look at it. And you're going to name it out. I'm going to type it out for you. So we just do that way. But you're going to try as fast as you can to name all those games. You got 6 minutes, all right?
Okay. Should I look them out?
And for the edit, I'll edit this... probably over someone, whoever's answered. I'll edit it in there somehow so you guys can look along as well.
Okay.
All right. So, look at it and tell me when you're opening because I'm going to hit play as soon as you're ready to go.
Okay. I'm going to look at it now. Oh, there's a lot of screenshots. I didn't know it was going to be like this. Okay. Hold on. I'm on my phone because this is easier.
Okay. Ready?
Okay. All right. So, wait. Starting from top left?
Doesn't matter. You just name them off.
Okay. Ready?
Ready? Go.
Okay. Duke Nukem 3D. Leisure Suit Larry, don't know which one. NBA Jam.
NBA Jam. Leisure Suit Larry.
Pokemon Red and Blue, because I don't know which one. I can't tell. Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat 2? No, I can't. No, wait. No, Mortal Kombat 1. I don't know what that is. Star Fox SNES, first one. Dance Dance Revolution. Sim City. Mario Kart on the SNES, sorry. Super Mario Kart. Doom. Final Fantasy VII. Ooh, what is that? NFL, is that Blitz? No, that's not Blitz. Touch, no, what's it called? Tecmo Bowl. GoldenEye. What is that?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Okay, well, I'm getting there. What was that? Is that Diablo? Diablo? Is that Diablo?
You got it.
Okay, thank you. Street Fighter 2. Half-Life. What is that freaking game? City Builder game. Not City Builder. Rampart? Is that right? No? All right, screw it, I'm skipping. I cannot even tell what I'm looking at here. The fuck? Mist? Is that Mist?
Yep.
Okay. Tomb Raider? Mario 64? Oh, what is this game? Oh, oh my god. It has a mirror. I've played this. Right, I'm gonna skip it for now. Resident Evil 2, I think? It's Leon? Can't tell. It's too small. Ocarina of Time, Metal Gear Solid. Yeah, Metal Gear Solid. Yeah, that's Metal Gear Solid 1. Sonic the Hedgehog 1. I can't tell on the stage.
Okay.
I can't tell what this is. Total War? I don't know.
Nope.
No, that's not 90s. I can't tell what I'm looking at. Okay. Madden? Madden 90, whatever the fuck.
It.
Okay, it's just Madden.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a few I missed.
You're 24 out of 30 with 3.5 minutes left.
All right, so Leisure Suit Larry, I have to come up with the actual name.
Oh, you're
soon.
Good. You're good.
I'm good? All right, NBA yeah. Jam. This one, I'm going to say Gran Turismo. Is that Gran Turismo?
Yes.
Okay. Dance Dance Revolution. This one, StarCraft? Is this StarCraft?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, you're good.
All right, so SimCity,
the boat racing one.
Okay, boat. Oh yeah. I don't know what that one is. I've seen it before. I don't know. I'm gonna skip that one for now. Again, Diablo. Okay, Half-Life, Tecmo Bowl, Populous.
Populous.
Okay, that's what the.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Okay, don't know what that one is then. This driving one, I fucking forgot what that one is. God, it sucks. Yeah.
All right, you're 26 out of 30 with 2.5 minutes.
Okay. I don't know what this one is at all. The second to last one. What is that? It doesn't help. I can barely tell what I'm looking
they're
at.
They're small like on my screen, too.
Yeah, I think there's soldiers. I can't think of what that would be. I'm sure an RTS. That's what it looks like. All right. Yeah, I don't know what that car game is. It's not Outrun, is it? No Outrun game that looks like that, I think. Yeah, I was going to say.
That's what I would have thought, too, though.
Yeah. Okay, I don't think I can get... The only one I think I might know is that one... Has like a is it sim something? No, I said Rampart, that's not right. Okay,
got a minute and a half.
Yeah, I think I might be done because I can't even think of what the last four are. Well, I'm giving up on the last four, I think. Let me just see them again. What the fuck is that racing game? Test Drive?
Let's see.
No. I can't. All right, yeah, I'm gonna give up.
Okay.
Four of them I missed.
I'm looking at them really quick because I was curious too.
Yeah. You gonna tell me and then he's gonna do it? Oh, okay.
I'm gonna let him do it.
All right. Tell him
I'm popping it up right now. Let's see. Where's his stupid face at?
Tell him to come back if he's looking. Come back.
Flip him off.
He's not looking. Fuck you, buddy. Where is he on the camera? Like on the video? Is he like?
Where do you? He's below you.
Fuck you. Fuck you, son of a dick. Fuck you.
I'm allowed back on now.
Saying you're cool.
Yeah. No. You're so cool.
All right, David. So here's what we're doing. I'm sending you a picture right now.
Okay.
There are a bunch of 90s games on here. Now, should I tell him your score? Yeah, I'll tell him your score. That way it makes it a little more challenging. So out of here, there's 30 games in here. Gore got 26 out of 30, but he ran out of time at the end. Well, he had an extra minute, but he gave up.
I give up.
So you have 6 minutes to at least get 27 in 6 minutes. All right.
I can stay because I already guessed them.
All right. So I'm sending you the picture now. Tell me when you open it up, and I'm going to hit you play right when you're ready.
Okay.
Yeah. It's small.
They're small pictures, so you might want
to. Yeah, you might have to
get
zoom
up close
in.
Or zoom in or something.
I didn't know that, so I was on the phone like, oh, what the fuck is that?
How many games should be in here?
There's 30.
So five times.
So you have to guess. Yeah. You just start labeling it. Just start saying.
You can say whatever one. Does it
matter the edition of the game? Or just in
general? There's like one instance where it did, but otherwise it didn't.
All right.
I'll tell you if it doesn't. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, go.
All right. First one is Doom, it looks like. Second one is Leader Shoot Larry. NBA Jam. Fuck, what could that car one be?
If you want, you just keep going and I'll tell you which ones you're missing.
Okay, yeah. So I know I'm missing the car one off the top of my head. Pokemon Red and Blue. Mortal Kombat 1. StarCraft 1. Star Fox 64. Dance Dance Revolution of one of them. That was one of the ones that
doesn't matter.
Okay. SimCity. Is that Wolfenstein?
I'm gonna tell you this: that was Doom.
That was Doom. Okay. Yep. Yeah, never mind. So I'm not sure. I gotta think of what the other one is then. Super Mario Kart. Final Fantasy 7. Some kind of football game. GoldenEye. Diablo 1. Street Fighter 2. It looks like Metal Marines. Is that Metal Marines?
Metal Marines? No.
Ah, damn. Never mind. So I'll come back to that one.
All the 90s kids know Metal Marines.
I fucking love Metal Marines, man. Oh, fight, you nerd.
4.5 minutes.
All right, 4.5 minutes.
They like street shorts, too.
I think that's missed. Is that missed? Next to Tomb Raider?
Yes.
All right. So, missed Tomb Raider, Super Mario 64. Holy shit. Metal Gear Solid, Ocarina of Time, Sonic. Am I going to have to guess which Sonic that is?
No.
All right. Then after that, maybe Tecmo Bowl on that one. Holy fuck, these are tiny.
Tecmo Bowl was the first.
Oh, Tecmo Bowl was the first one, that one.
So you got that one.
Is that the very first Madden then?
Yes, that's Madden 98, right. So you're good. Right, so now you're missing the very first, the first one and the fourth one of the first row.
Is the first one, no, it's not Quake. For some reason, I want to say One Unit Whole Blood, but I don't think that's right either.
No.
You're
22 out of 30, game, so you need 5 more.
Is the recent game Burnout?
No.
You
got about 3 minutes, 15 seconds left.
Fuck. Resident Evil 2 is then.
You got it. Yeah, you got Resident Evil. That's all you needed. All
right. Resident Evil.
One more.
It is Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Leon's in it.
The one above Resident Evil 2, is that ActRaiser?
No.
Fire Emblem?
No.
Damn. Oh, wait, is that Half-Life there?
Yes.
All right.
You're 24 out of 30, so you got 2 to tie, 3 to win. You got 2.5 minutes.
It's What's up? He'll get it. He'll get it. Or he won't. Either one.
I have no idea what these two racing games could be. Fuck.
Yeah, 2 minutes left.
Shit. And these were all in the 90s?
All 90s.
90s kids will know.
Except they don't.
Yeah. I don't know four of them. I guess they're which ones. Coming in guns.
Oh, Duke Nukem?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, but which one?
Fuck you.
He got it. Okay, you got one more to tie and two more to win. You got about a minute 15 seconds left.
Fuck. Ridge Racer?
No.
The one next. Okay, none of those are Ridge Racer.
Nope.
I already know.
1 minute left.
No Burnout. Need for Speed.
Yep.
All right.
Now you're tied, so you got 50 seconds left if you want. One more to win.
Outlast?
Outlast. Nope. He meant Outrun.
Outrun, yeah.
Outlast is the horror game.
You're right.
Just give up. Tie with me.
No, fuck you.
Be friends.
30 seconds left.
I don't suppose the one that looks like jet skis is like an early wave race.
No.
Damn it.
20 seconds.
California Games.
Nope.
I'd kill myself if that was...
15 seconds.
Shit.
I'll just tie with me. Give up. I gave up.
10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Fuck, we're tied.
1.
Yeah. Yep. Can right. I just say one thing? He said Star Fox 64 for that one Star Fox, right?
Yeah, it just hits you if you just type in Star Fox.
All right, I was just saying. So that's not right. That's the original.
You guys both flipped on your racing games, so you got Need for Speed.
He got Need for Speed. I got Gran Turismo. That's right.
Oh, Gran Turismo. Shit.
I never played Need for Speed in first person like a fucking chump.
You guys both missed the same three.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You guys missed the racing one was Micro Machines.
Micro Machines.
No one will remember that. Of course.
The other
not.
One, the one that looks kind of like an overview, is Civilization.
Oh, fuck me. All right, yeah.
And the bottom one is Myth.
Oh, Myth? Bungie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay.
Wait, the bottom, which one again?
Bottom one that would look like the soldiers next to Sonic and Madden?
Yep.
That's Myth.
Okay. Oh, that's Myth. Okay. Oh, yeah. All
right, so you guys tied.
Yeah.
If it makes you guys feel better. The average
I did it faster, though.
Yeah, technically same you did, too.
So actually, I get the point. So thank you.
No, fuck you.
For the point.
That's how this works.
Let's see. If you guys want, maybe I could pull up another game here. Let me see.
Just give us both a point.
What did I pick here?
We're just going to stay eternally tied.
Forever.
We'll
see. E3's coming. Something's not happening.
None of our predictions are happening.
If I want, I can give you another game right now, but we might just wait.
No, let's do another game.
This one's also one of them in this style, though, which is going to be complicated.
Okay. I don't care.
Yeah, for whatever.
Let me see if I can pull it up here. Because I'm kind of upset you guys tied.
I did it faster, though. So, really. I had a whole, minute and, a half left where I said screw it. So, and I got the same amount. And I also said the right Star Fox game.
Okay, I'm gonna give you another game here.
And
this one's gonna be probably a quick one though. So okay. We'll do it.
Just saying. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna let's swap it now. So Gory, take your headset off. I'll message you when we're good.
Fucking whatever.
Alright, David. Same deal. I'm gonna send you. And you're gonna fuck. You're probably gonna lose this. This is why I was gonna save this one for Gore. But here you go. Your game now is now BioShock Infinite.
Okay.
All right. I'm sending you a picture. You have one shot at this. If you say the wrong thing, the quiz is done. I was testing this earlier. What? Now, tell me when you open that up.
I have it open.
Put those 10 BioShock Infinite plot points in order from start to finish.
Oh, fuck you.
You mess up one, that's quiz over.
Okay. Oh, shit.
You ready? You got 4 minutes. Ready?
4 minutes?
Yeah, ready, go. The farther you get in it, that's how much that's someone else has got to beat.
Fuck. I'm going to say Booker goes to the mansion where he failed to rescue Elizabeth.
That's your first, final one. Is that your first final one?
Yeah.
All right, you're wrong already. All right, game over. All
right, fuck. God damn it. All right, Gore, you win. Nope, come. This is bullshit.
That was quick.
this one's quick.
Okay.
And all you have to do is get one right to fucking win, so you're probably going to win this. I'll be fucking shocked if you don't win this.
So if I get one wrong, we tie, right?
Yes.
You'll see what this is. All right.
Okay.
Sending you the picture.
It's a picture?
I'm sending you a picture again. I'll tell you now. This is BioShock Infinite.
Oh, well. All right.
There's 10 plot points. Put them in order from start to finish. You get the second you get one wrong, the quiz is over.
All right, so I just need to get one right.
You get the first one.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll see. Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Sending it now. Okay. Tell me when you get it and you open up. I'm gonna hit go. You have 4 minutes.
Okay. All right. Give me a second. I opened it, by the way.
Okay. I'm gonna start you up now.
Okay. 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 In the time it happens in the game,
from
right?
From the game, plot point from beginning to end. Okay. And final answer on it, because once you click the wrong answer, that's the game's over.
By the way, huge spoilers.
Sorry, we're not showing them on camera.
Oh, yeah,
Wait, how'd you get this one wrong? Well, I don't know. Maybe. I haven't played it in a couple years. I've played it a few times. Because
I played it all the way through at release. That's why.
Okay. I'm going to say...
Yeah, okay. See, asshole? It's not that easy.
Well, I don't want
to... Now he's nervous because now he doesn't... He needs to get just one right.
All right. Because, well, the way it says it here is it could be taken differently in the game at times.
Yeah, not easy, is it, asshole?
I'm going to say Booker flies up to Columbia from White House.
Final answer?
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, okay. Well, you want me to continue?
Keep it going. Let's see what you
Okay. Wait, what did he say?
He said Booker goes to a dimension rescue. Where he failed to rescue Elizabeth.
No, that's way later.
Keep going. You got 2.5 minutes.
The problem is, in my head, I was taking it as the 99 attempts he did prior to do
this. Yeah, I get you. That's why it would be interesting.
2.5 minutes.
If you started off with failure.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So, there's a lot to read. So, give me a second. Booker flies up to Columbia from a lighthouse. Fuck, man. I wish this was like a little easier to look at. The mark of the false shepherd is found on Booker's hand. I think that's
final answer.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. See, there's a lot. Okay. I wish I could just get rid of the ones I already did. I'm going to say Booker finds Elizabeth and rescues her from the tower.
Is that final answer?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Got about a minute and 45 seconds.
Okay, I'll keep going. I'm good. I think. Ooh, there's a lot of. Damn, there's a lot. There's a big jump in story here. If that's the next one. I'm gonna say.
And a half.
Okay. I'm gonna say Elizabeth opens a tear into a world where Booker is a martyr.
I'll answer.
Yeah, sure.
You got it.
Okay. Oh, buddy. Ooh, buddy.
Got a minute left.
Ooh, buddy. Ooh.
Ooh, my questions.
Oh, my buddy. Shout out to Game Grumps. Hey,
Fuck Game Grumps.
seconds left.
whatever.
Poor Ross.
Yeah. I guess Booker goes to an adventure where he failed to rescue Elizabeth. I don't know.
Final answer?
I don't know if no, that doesn't sound right.
30
I'm gonna
seconds.
say I'm gonna say, shut up. I'm gonna say, shut up. I'm gonna say Elizabeth kills Fitzroy.
Final answer?
Sure.
You got it. 15
Okay.
seconds.
Okay. Even if I'm done with this, can I try to finish it after?
We had to start it all over again. You got 10 seconds left. You want to just.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'll say Booker finds Elizabeth and rescue. No, I already did that. Booker goes to a dimension where. No.
You're
They
done.
meet ladies Comscots.
You're done.
All right.
Okay, so you got five
Well,
out of 10, so you won already just doing the first one.
I only got five. I don't...
Yeah, 5 out of 10.
Okay.
Okay, let's restart it really quick and we'll go from there.
Okay. If you want
Okay.
to.
Well, if you want to figure out the rest of it, because I can't click anything else after
Yeah.
that.
Well, you know what's really hard is that after a while I wish I could just like mark off the ones I've already done.
Right.
I guess I can with my phone. I have a thing, so.
So it was Lighthouse, False Shepherd.
Some bullshit.
I like that game a lot. So.
So it was
I do
Lighthouse. It
too,
was
but
Lighthouse, False Shepherd. What was next after that?
Lighthouse, False Shepherd. He go rescues her from the tower,
And tears a world.
and then opens a tear into a world where
And
Booker is a
kills
martyr,
Fitzroy.
and then
Okay.
kills Fitzroy, who's the leader. I actually have a Fitzroy poster right here.
Oh, you're
Want to
cheating.
Yeah, I'm cheating because I like the game. Here you go. Here she is. Daisy Fitzroy.
David's a
What?
fake ass fan.
Oh, I dropped my chrono.
All right.
Hold on.
Oh, what do you think was the
Hold on, I
next
need
one?
to put Chrono back. You guys can't
He
see it.
crossed Chrono.
Nobody mentions that game. I don't know why nobody likes that game.
It's a good game, but
It is a good game. I
all right.
remember playing it. I
So what
like
was the
it.
next one?
Anyway.
Because it still times me, so I want to.
Okay. All right. They meet Lady Comstock. Final answer. If it's wrong, then we can just. All right. That's right. All
Yep.
right.
You got Drowned Comstock goes to a
Can I
dimension.
put? Can I tell you what the last one is? So it
No, you
could.
gotta click it in order anyway.
Fuck. All right. I know
So
what the
you
last
got
one is, but.
Drowned Comstock goes to a dimension, learns Elizabeth's daughter, and then drowns Booker.
Okay. Think that means Booker goes to a dimension where he failed to rescue Elizabeth. That's next.
Yep.
Okay. And then he drowns Comstock.
Yep.
And then the other thing happens, and then Elizabeth drowns Booker.
So
What was the other one?
learns his daughter and then drowns.
Yeah, then drowns Booker.
Yep, that was
Because
it.
that's literally the last 15 seconds of the game.
Yep.
Is she drowns Booker.
All right, David,
Yeah.
you just suck.
Sorry. It's all right.
It's my fault for misremembering the context of the
Beginning of the game.
99.
Remember
Well, no,
the
because like I said, I fucking.
original BioShock? It's the same thing, except this time you fly up in the air
All right,
besides going to go see.
so
fuck.
Gore,
Wow,
you were at
that
7.5 points. David, you're at 6.5. You had the opportunity to win, but you fucked up, so.
was close. You picked the wrong game. You should have picked like some anime game. You would have won instantly.
I got a
Well,
few anime games on my
surprise.
list, so.
You guys both have
But we
BioShock on
both
your
had
list.
BioShock. Yeah, that's your
Yeah.
fault. If it was BioShock 1, he probably would have won. Because I only played that once.
Well, spoilers for next week. You better play that again.
Oh, shit. Or look it up.
I'm just kidding.
What's
I'm not actually doing that, but that'd be hilarious. Like, what the fuck? I played it
it?
again. I was like, hell yeah, I got you to play a good game.
Yeah. I've already played it, though.
All right.
What's the time?
49 or 50 minutes.
I'll just put 49. I'll figure it out.
Oh, that was a good set of quizzes right there.
He doesn't look happy.
That was fun.
Remember Dark Con? That's what you get, bitch.
Fuck you. You remember Dark Con, but you don't remember going to a lighthouse at the beginning of Bioshock Infinite.
There's always a lighthouse, there's always a dude, and there's always a city. There you go, that's the whole thing about Bioshock, spoilers.
There's always a con.
There's always a con. There's always a dark.
Alright, we're at news now.
News!
So we just done with the Super Mario Maker 2 Direct.
Oh, no!
Oh, mamma mia. What do you guys think?
Meh. Looks fucking good.
Nah, it looks great. I'm in.
We don't have a rundown because we literally just finished it, but
yeah.
There was... our favorite thing was online multiplayer is confirmed, and that's in a co-op fashion.
No, Angry Sun is my favorite part. But
Angry Sun's in there, hell yeah.
Yeah, finally.
And Happy Moon.
Happy Moon's cool. Angry Sun's better.
We got Super Mario World 3. Super Mario 3D World is a set.
Wii U Classic.
Yep. Then.
Yep. Keeping the Wii U alive.
And then little upgrades from Super Mario Maker, which if you didn't play the first one a lot, you wouldn't tell, but it looks cool. But Die Hard definitely know that more than I do, for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of new, like, just little things in there. Right. Like, the second thing she mentioned was Angry Sun. That was the second thing she mentioned that was new. The first thing was kind of big, like, the slopes. Are big.
Slopes, people really you can those. Alternate where the thing scrolls.
Yeah, you can make it scroll. You can make it stop scrolling if you want. You can make horizontal and vertical. Well, not horizontal.
Yeah, so you can make
vertical
a wall
levels.
Where you can't scroll anymore.
You can make just vertical levels where they just go up and that's it.
Yeah, so there's a lot of cool shit, but I didn't play Mario Maker too much, so I'm not fit.
I played quite a bit. I never really made too many Mario Maker levels, but I played a lot of levels.
So I'm not fit to talk about all the changes, but if you know more than I do, then go for it.
Oh, yeah. I don't. I mean, David might.
Nah.
No. Okay, never mind.
It's super cool, though. I'm hype. I pre-ordered it. I pre-ordered the one with the Nintendo Online bundle, so I got another year. And then I'm going to have another 9 months off Amazon Prime, so I'm set to, like, 2021 on Nintendo Online. Hell yeah.
Yep. Good June.
They have a game voucher thing that they advertise, which I didn't understand at first.
Well, but, it's if you buy, I think you have to buy one game and then later on you can get two games
so
for
what
100
it is,
besides 120.
What it is okay. You spend $100 in the eShop.
Yeah.
And you redeem those towards two games.
So
essentially
you
save $20.
Okay, that's cool. Kind of.
Yeah, if you're buying it, so like if you're buying Mario Maker and you know you want to buy something else, so like if you and the thing they show, which makes sense to me, I think, is you buy Mario Maker 2 and Smash Bros, you save $20 by buying the vouchers. So
right. Cool. And
so if it's some, oh good.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, so if you're already intending to do that anyways, it's just a nice little bonus. But
yeah, you're saving money that way. Which is cool.
Let's not screw around though. I mean, that's only for people that are buying a Switch. Because if you already have a Switch, you already bought Smash.
Well, there's some other games, so you can. So
is Ultimate Alliance in there? Because that'd be kind of cool. Because that comes out like a week later.
Ultimate
okay,
Alliance
cool.
is on here. Fire Emblem's on here, and Astral Chain.
Those are
digital games.
I'm buying both of those games too. I'm buying all three of those games. Fuck.
Yeah, so I'm.
They just showed Ultimate Alliance 3 gameplay the other day. It looks sweet.
Oh, it looks so good.
Yeah, they have Daredevil in there. Fuck
ironically,
yeah, let's go.
Ironically, though, those are the. Not Astral, maybe Astral Chain, I don't know, but Ultimate Alliance 3 and Fire Emblem are two games I buy physical. So,
Fire Emblem might not be physical because that might be a game you want to keep coming back to. I mean, I'm going to get physical. So
I have the collector's edition, so I might end up just getting this anyway and then maybe doing something with that. But
well, Fire Emblem's a good game to like maybe play a couple of matches and then go and do something else. I mean, you could get addicted to it. The cool thing
I am with those games is that I always keep at least one. I usually just keep the cart in my game or my console.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Which for me, that I mean, I have everything cartridge. So
same.
Yeah, I only have like maybe
case for online.
I have like seven Switch physical games total, and I have like a lot of digital. So I might just keep Fire Emblem in there. But yeah, so those are two more games you can get. Everything else is on here: Mario U Deluxe, Pokemon, Mario Party, Octopath. Just a bunch of games are on here. So. Whatever you guys are into, go for it. That's a cool little deal if you're going to get them already, so why not?
Yeah, Ultimate Alliance 3 and Mario Maker.
And then they have a $70 Mario Maker deal where if you buy that, they give you a year of online, which is like save, you save $10 doing that, so why not? Cool. So they
Does Ultimate Alliance 3 have online multiplayer?
I hope. I don't know. I haven't heard anything
about it. I think they did say we'll have 4-player online co-op.
We're 100% playing that, if that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So State of Play also happened last week.
You can play Ant-Man, right?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think Ant-Man's in there.
I think Wasp.
Yeah, you can play him at the State of Play.
Wasp, yeah, Gamora's in there. They got some weird. Like, you can play as, what's her name, Nebula? Or Nebula's an enemy, at least. I don't know if she's a... Wait, what?
Is Wasp in there?
I don't know. I watched the gameplay, but I kind of skipped through it because they were talking. The Game Informer guys were kind of talking.
Let me list the characters while I'm here.
Huh?
Let me list the characters while I'm here.
Okay, cool.
Black Panther, Black Widow, Hell yeah. Captain Hell America, yeah. Captain Marvel, Crystal. I don't know who that is.
Crystal.
Daredevil.
I want to say she was associated with, like, Moon Knight, but it's been a long
time.
Moon
Knight's the best. They didn't make a Moon Knight fucking movie. Let's go.
Daredevil, Deadpool, Doctor Strange, Drax, Falcon, Gamora, Hawkeye, Hulk, Iron Man, Miles Morales, Ms. Marvel, which, hell yeah, I love Ms. Marvel, Nightcrawler, Peter Parker, Rocket and Groot, Scarlet Witch, Spider-Gwen, Star-Lord, Storm, Thor, Venom, Wasp, hell yeah, and Wolverine.
Venom? Hell yeah.
Venom.
Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
That game, dude. That's like the perfect game to release right now. Now that we're still kind of like in our Marvel hype, like that's fucking good timing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Square Enix for not taking advantage of that.
I'm surprised no Superman. I thought they bought DC already.
Give it 2 years.
Dude, imagine a fucking giant Ultimate Alliance game with DC and Marvel characters.
Smash Bros. Versus Marvel.
And that's the cool thing about Ultimate Alliance is teaming up. Like, at least Ultimate Alliance 2 had these like team up moves and stuff.
Yep.
Where you could do, which were really cool. Yo. I hope they add that in that. I'm sure they do. I watched a little bit of gameplay, but I couldn't tell.
Yeah, because I was even in like X-Men Legends, so I imagine it'll be in there.
Yeah, Legends. Legends 2, Rise of Apocalypse, or whatever it's called.
Yep.
That was a good game.
Damn good game.
Better than the X-Men Apocalypse movie. Screwed that up. Anyway. Ultimate Alliance. There's a lot of Switch games coming out, dude. There's like five.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Exclusive ones, right?
That's
in the next few months. You got that, you got Ultimate Alliance, you got, not that, you have a Fire Emblem Ultimate Alliance, Mario Maker, Astral Chain.
When's that taxi game coming out again? I forget what that thing
was. I don't think that's exclusive.
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's awesome.
Neo Cab? Is that what it's called?
That sounds right.
I think that's it, Neo Cab. Because they showed that at the PC gaming thing last year, too.
That looks really good. I'm super excited for that one.
Neo Cab. Yeah, that looks cool. But isn't there another game? There has to be something else, right? Like a fifth.
Darkwood came out today.
Yeah, well, Darkwood's not exclusive. That's also on Xbox. I'm probably going to get it on Xbox because I don't want to play on Switch. I'm going to be too creeped out.
You didn't. Now the one game where you were like, I'm not excited for that one. And everyone's like, this game's really good.
I don't. Like, no. I thought it looked cool, but I didn't like the perspective.
Right.
Which I still don't. It looks.
I'm super excited for it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not as good as Ding Dong, though.
Ding Dong XL, baby. All right, so State of Play happened.
Yeah.
That happened.
Fucking called it.
Yeah. Bullshit. We called that on the stream, but
it didn't happen.
So David, you tied the game up with 7.5 points.
You go listen to that. No, he didn't get a point. What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. No, and to be fair, if you go back in that last episode, you could tell I was a little hesitant if I wanted to say bullshit.
I had no hesitation. I knew 100% that
Gore
was going to
bitched
happen.
Out,
well,
so
I didn't hear
the
rumors, though. So I didn't know if there were, like, big rumors or whatever. He just brought up a fucking rumor. He could have read off a toilet bowl thing or something. I don't know. Toilet bowl thing.
Fucking Staple Facts. Fucking, oh, shit. We got yeah,
congratulations, David, for officially winning our first round of
he
bullshit.
He got those, like, the ice pops that have the jokes on them. He's like, the fuck? Final Fantasy 7. State of play.
So David officially wins the first ever bullshit.
Yeah, fucking call it.
No, there's no winning.
Yeah, because he called bullshit, and that's the first rumor that came out true.
No, that's bullshit.
Congratulations, 1-0.
Yeah,
make everything a competition between you guys.
I'm sure I've said there's something. No, that's bullshit.
You're bullshit. Get out of here.
Every bullshit we do is obvious bullshit. So I'm sorry if I just immediately thought it was probably going to be bullshit.
Yeah, that was your downfall, brother.
No, and go listen to that fucking bullshit from last week.
From last season.
I made it seem like I was hesitant because I fucking was. I don't know.
I made it seem like I was actually
this
way that I was feeling.
I made sure to look hesitant.
Just in case. We got super hyped over what the fuck was that game? The sugar glider.
Yeah, that one looks interesting. It reminds me a lot of Tokyo Jungle.
Yeah, that's why I said I said that too. I think I called it the wrong thing though when I was watching. I think I said Jungle Run. I'm not sure.
I'm gonna look up a rundown. Really,
that's
quick.
The one where you could be like a dog or whatever, and you eat other dogs and stuff and become.
Yeah, it's like a survival horror with animals and shit. Yeah, fucking love that game.
Yeah, I was even thinking of like what's the game that's rare on GameCube?
Cube of War.
Yeah, even like that.
Yeah, that's my
just survive and eat shit.
That's my prize treasure. I'm waiting for the day that shows up my local game shop. I'm gonna buy it the second I see it. Predator Hunting Grounds also got showed up.
Looks like garbage.
Forward to it.
I was super excited until I saw Elphonic making it, and now I'm definitely waiting for reviews because.
You're not gonna get reviews until weeks after it comes out. So.
I'm gonna wait till weeks after it comes out then.
That's usually how multiplayer games, especially Elphonic, at least works.
It's gonna be garbage.
If you guys didn't know, they're the ones that make Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy to play Friday the 13th for me. But
you played it plenty.
I was super excited.
What happened is
somehow a dumbass glitch happened in the game where I couldn't play Jason without being able to teleport, which means I never was able to do anything proper with Jason. I had to run around everywhere. Jason's slow as shit. So every game that I ever played as Jason, I have to like haul my ass somewhere across the map and let everyone do whatever they want for a solid minute. And so I, for months, couldn't play Jason until I would always look up, like maybe like once or twice a week. I'd even say even probably more than that. I would search up online. Does anyone know what the fuck happened? Why? Well, because some people were experiencing it too. And finally, out of nowhere, someone said, "Hey, I found out the reason why. It's because, do you have any USBs connected to your Xbox right now?" I'm like, "Yeah, my Guitar Hero thing." Oh, yeah, disconnect that. I'm like, oh, okay.
And then it worked.
That's the dumbest fucking glitch.
So I have no idea what the fuck caused that. And then somehow we played it again. We tried to play it again recently, and I became Jason immediately. I was like, hell yeah. Couldn't morph again. And I'm pretty sure I didn't have anything connected to my console, so that fucked up again. Man. But I might test it out again soon. We'll see if it works. But I don't like Elphonic.
Well, to be fair, they haven't even worked on it in a little while. So.
They caused a lot of problems to begin with. Though. I don't want to hear it.
So?
Riverbond showed up, and that's a shoot and slash featuring a bunch of indie characters, which look cool.
Yeah, that looks fun.
Play Shovel Knight.
It has like a 3D dog Game Hero look to it.
Monster Hunter World Iceborne comes out, and we've been hearing details that game is pretty much the sequel. Like that whole add-on adds about the amount of Monster Hunter World to Monster Hunter World.
I'm fucking stoked.
Which you consider that almost like a sequel to that.
Hey, David, would you say that Monster Hunter World, just what they showed, was better than anything in the last state of play?
In the last state of play, yes.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. That's continue.
Cool. I still think it's a disappointment.
He doesn't play the game, so of course he thinks it's a disappointment.
What a piece of shit. Showed up.
He doesn't like Final Fantasy VII either, so of course he thinks that's a... If they showed, I don't know, what's something you're looking forward to?
Fucking Jak and Daxter 8.
What's the fucking... The fat turd dude and the Sly skinny Cooper worm guy that dude DJ or whatever.
Toe Jam and Earl?
I like how you knew what I was talking. I didn't even know what I was talking about.
I heard fat dude guy, and I was like, Toe Jam,
the
dude.
Fat shit dude and a worm guy talk DJ. So. I would have been confused.
We'll talk about that in a second, actually. But Medieval showed up.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Which one?
Medieval.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about it. Frame rate sucks.
Too framey to me. But.
And then when they capped it off with the Final Fantasy VII remake.
Fuck yeah!
With more information coming out in June, meaning that we'll see it at Square Enix's thing.
Yep. And they confirmed it's still episodic.
I might want to turn back to one of the episodes and see if someone else got some points on bullshit. Because we predicted what was going to be happening at... Square Enix, I feel.
Yeah.
But the only thing that
if he said revealed, though, that means he's wrong either way.
Yep. I mean, you're wrong, too, if you said that.
No, because I said specifically revealed Final Fantasy 16.
Oh, 16.
At E3.
Yeah. I didn't say Final Fantasy 7 anything.
Okay, so.
The only thing that concerns me about the episodic nature is there's been a lot of talk about the fact that the first part of Final Fantasy 7 will just be Midgar. And Midgar is a great beginning to the story, but if it just does Midgar, that's leaving out so much of the game to explore. And honestly, stretching it to a 30 to 40 hour RPG for just Midgar feels like it's really stretching out what there even is to Midgar. I mean, yeah, they could add more, but honestly, if you're going to go that route, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, if you're going to go that route, honestly, the best way place I can think to end it would be right when you get to Fort Condor, at the end of Fort Condor, when you're, it's like, okay, now we got to go to Junon.
The thing that sucks about this
is, I haven't played Final Fantasy VII in forever, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
These parts are going to be released. Like, when's the last part going to be released for this?
I'm going to probably play Final Fantasy VII again before it comes out.
Like, I wouldn't be like, this wouldn't be as egregious if like part one was already released, but we're going to get part three by the time like the PS5 is out.
We're going to get part three by the time the PS6 is out, though. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. Impressions wise, yeah, I didn't care for it.
Fuck you.
I'm already not a Final Fantasy fan.
Yeah.
And then
surprisingly, the not Final Fantasy fan is like, yeah, whatever. Or the non Final Fantasy fans like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, this thing really like the Final Fantasy VII reveal was like what made this thing, but.
But yeah, all 10 minutes of it.
Right. So I mean, it was all right.
It was all right.
I'm not into Final Fantasy VII, especially, and specifically too. It's like, even if I was. The fact is episodic takes away all hype because I'm like, oh, cool.
I think that's cool. I'm
going to play one third of the game and get the next third in about a year and a half or 2 years.
You're not even going to play one third of the game even if it all came out at once.
That's what I'm saying. So hypothetically, if a different Adrian was super hyped about this, I'm not going to play the second third of this game until like fucking 2021.
But I would agree if it was a game that we haven't already seen the story for, but we've already seen the story. I mean, most people have seen what happens in Final Fantasy
VII. So
you'd
be cool if they released the first third of the full game and that's it?
There's so many games coming out that I'd rather just like get through.
You can't give an excuse for that.
No, right. I will agree with Adrian.
Play a 60-hour game right now, Adrian. Go ahead, play a 60-hour game. You're the one, just like me, complaining about how every game's 60 hours. Now this game's just like, here's a 15-hour chunk of it.
It's not about that, though. It's about the fact that we're not going to get the second part of this complete game for at least 2020, 2021. These are going to be separated by a long time.
I don't think that long.
Wait,
probably
man, we heard
I do
about
think it'll
this
be that
when?
Long.
I think it'll be about a year.
When did we first hear about this?
Four years ago.
When did we first hear about?
Yeah, but they stopped
Final
development,
Fantasy VII?
And then they like the rumor was that they had to go back and start development
okay, when
again
we,
or whatever.
When did we first hear about that part?
Say again.
When did
it was
we,
like
when
2 years
we,
ago.
We first heard about it being episodic 2 years ago.
No, it was a few years ago.
So, it took that long from then till now. After they had the assets
built,
remember that.
But they announced it as episodic, like, pretty much immediately when they revealed it, though.
So, either way, when they restarted, so it doesn't matter. They had the assets built. So, that's like a big part of it. They just had to actually construct the game part of it, which we're getting just now.
Sure.
So, it took us that long to get till now, and you think they're going to speed... You think Square is going to speed up development for this in a year?
They said after Kingdom Hearts 3 was done, they're all going
to
focus just on this, pretty much.
I mean,
so Kingdom Hearts 3 is done, finally, thank God. So,
well, we still got the DLC to come out.
Well, yeah, but that could be B team working on that. So I'm assuming what they meant was their A squad is going to work on just Final Fantasy VII.
How long did it
which,
take
them
to
their
build?
Ace guard
how long did it
Kingdom
take them to
Hearts?
Build Kingdom Hearts?
No. There's no way. But more people are looking for a Final Fantasy at this point than fucking DLC for Kingdom
hold
Hearts
on,
3.
Hold on. How long did it take the 18 to build Kingdom Hearts 3?
Like 14 years.
Yeah.
So we're not getting the second part of this.
Well,
this
is New Square Enix, man. You haven't seen
like that already. Like if I was already a fan, I would not be that hyped to begin with that.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
No, I do agree. I would much rather have wished it was take fucking 20 years to release it on fucking three Blu-ray discs of one
dead.
Fucking game, but...
You'll be dead.
You'll be dead. Get out of here.
Yeah. If you're lucky, I'll be dead.
It's just like them putting Final Fantasy VII in fucking early access. Like, really?
Early access.
It's what it feels like.
Early access. I don't know if you know what early access means.
It
doesn't mean the first 15 hours of a 40-hour game. It means like here's an open world. There's glitches everywhere. It sucks. There's nothing to do.
Oh, Final Fantasy VII.
No, that's not definitely not what.
I know.
First of all, the
I
beginning
know,
of Final Fantasy VII isn't open world really.
I know.
So.
But I mean, even these days, people will abuse early access and like throw up. A
that's
game
true, right,
like
David? That. Most of the beginning is very linear.
Yeah, it's very linear.
That's pretty much Final Fantasy in general.
Basically, just in the Midgar. Once you get to Junon, and then from there take the cruise ship to go to Costa del Sol, that's when it starts opening up.
But this will probably be more open world because there's more graphics. So there's alleyways you can get into probably or whatever, where the original is just like the static image and you just like kind of like walk through a path, you know. So.
No, actually, correction. It doesn't really open up until you get out of the underground prison from the Gold Solace.
I'm sure they'll open it up pretty quick in the remake, though, because they want to show off their graphics.
Not if they're right in that they're just doing Midgar with the first one. The first part won't be open world at all.
Well, no. I'm not saying it'll be open world. I'm just saying it'll be more open than the original game. You know, like you'll have more, like even in like linear environments, you'll have more to look through in that linear environment. Is what I mean. Yeah, especially since it's also not turn-based now, so you have more freedom. Is that all I'm saying?
We'll see.
Well, it's not turn-based, though. So the combat's already open more than the original game. So.
Yeah, but I still would prefer the old
ATB system. I'm correct. Anyway.
Like, what fans prefer it this way?
I want it this way, because I'm okay with not doing turn-based anymore.
Nah, fuck that. I want the old ATB system.
It's okay. I'm good. All right. Yeah, that was cool. The active turn base, is that what it's called?
Active time battle, I think.
Active time battle, yeah. Where it's just like, it's kind of turn-based, but it's still turn-based, but it's like you have to wait until your bar fills up all the way until you can attack.
So it's still turn-based, but people threw a fit saying, oh, it's not turn-based because it's technically active. It's like, no, motherfucker, it's turn-based with a timer.
You attack and then the other guy attacks. It's like you attack, the guy attacks, and then you still have to wait for your bar to fill. So he might be able to attack again if he has a shorter.
But like, like just putting it out there, like if you're a big fan of this, are you excited that they just changed up the combat completely?
I mean, people were okay with Resident Evil 2. They changed that up almost completely. So yeah. So and that was awesome. So
for me, it's kind of like I'm interested to see the difference just because. They're doing an entire ground-up remake, and 15, from what I played, it hasn't been, like, the greatest game, but definitely, you know, the combat was satisfying.
So
it'll be interesting to see how some of that plays out. Like, one thing I'm really looking forward to that I hope they carry over from 15 with the remake of 7 is how the fucking summons look and act on the battlefield. If they fucking carry over that, oh my god, Bahamut Zero or Knights of the Realm would be phenomenal in 7. But
Aerith was the one that summons, right? She was more of the
summoner. All of them can you summon.
But I thought there was always like a designated like main summoner. Isn't that true? Or am I
in traditional Final Fantasy, yeah, but no, 7 got rid of a lot of those roles. I mean, technically, 10 had. It is 10 had Yuna. But oh man, that's one thing I can't wait. But honestly, if they had literally just said, we're creating like HD 100% graphics and putting it on top of the original game, I would have been fucking happy with that. And honestly, when they do get around to announcing Final Fantasy 16, I hope that is something they do, is kind of do what they did with Final Fantasy 9 to be like, hey, we're doing a return to form here. This is going to be like a modernized traditional Final Fantasy game and just fucking release it and be like, good old fucking active time battle combat, fucking just I would love that so much.
Hell yeah.
Then I don't know, everything else is cool, I guess. I said the biggest disappointment to me was Predators from Illphonic, so
yeah, that's gonna suck.
Another movie series he doesn't watch. We want fight. Not you, David.
How the fuck do you not watch Predator? Those movies are great.
Predator is fucking... Well, the first Predator is really
good. First Predator
is phenomenal. I like the second one. The second one is great. All the sequels
are terribly enjoyable.
Yeah. I love the second one. The second one is ridiculous, though. The second one, like, there's like a 30-minute section where Danny Glover's just climbing on a building. So it's like... He's like, he's like grumbling to himself. Oh god, I have to hunt an alien. And it was like, Jesus.
Like even the newer one had it some goofy fucking moments that were enjoyable.
Oh yeah, yeah. I like Predators.
Predators was phenomenal.
The Predator had moments. Moments. That's all I'll say though.
I put the Predator movies in the same category that I put the Puppet Master movies in. It's just, you understand it's going to be campy and just fun, and you're going to watch people get fucked up, and that's all I want from Predator.
I mean, the Puppet Master movie just straight up went for Nazi shit later on, so it's like, or pretty
early. Yeah, but it was all anti-Nazi.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because the Puppet Masters are the Nazis, though.
No, the Puppet Masters weren't Nazis.
The puppets were the Nazis, weren't they? I thought they killed for Hitler. I thought that was the whole thing.
No, no. Well, maybe in Littlest Reich. I think that...
Yeah, Littlest Reich.
Yeah, in Littlest Reich they did. Because the whole point of it was that Andrew Toulon escaped Nazi Germany and used the puppets to kill Nazis.
Right. Oh, okay. I haven't watched a lot of the older ones. To be honest, I might not even watch a lot of the sequels ever, but I watched the original couple. I don't remember if the Nazis were a big thing in those.
No. Well, the Nazis were a beginning plot point in the first movie, setting up the backstory, because they come kill Andrew Toulon, and then you kind of move on from there. And then with Puppet Master, not 3 and 4, because that goes into where the kid gets the puppets. Retro Puppet Master is where it explains a lot more of the backstory of them killing Nazis and whatnot with the original toys when he learns the gift of life. And then some of the other Puppet Master movies go more into the Nazi killing. I fucking love Puppet Master.
I could tell.
The only Puppet Master movie I've still yet to seen is Puppet Master versus Demonic Toys, but that's still on my fucking to-do list. Yeah, I was about to say,
where's Demonic Toys fit in? Are demonic toys Hitler, or are they just demons because they're demonic?
They're demons.
Okay, that's what I thought. I don't think I've ever seen a Demonic Toys movie.
I haven't seen any of the Demonic Toy movies, which is the only one I've been dragging. The only reason why I've been dragging my feet watching Puppet Master versus Demonic Toys, but
you wouldn't get it. It's like you need all that backstory to understand
exactly.
Why
I need that rich lore to fully appreciate what's happening here.
You need that rich tapestry of lore.
Great game podcast. All right, what's next on our new story list?
Puppet Master Cast.
So you have this. Do you want to talk about the Devil May Cry board game?
Yeah, so the company that is releasing this is a company that's done a lot of Capcom board games as of late, as well as a couple other like little miniature crossovers like with Critical Role and stuff. But they recently got done releasing all their Resident Evil 2 board game collection. And so now they're doing a limited run for their Devil May Cry 5 board game, The Bloody Palace, which is kind of like a kind of miniatures combat system for a couple different players to simulate Devil May Cry as a board game. And it looks really fucking good.
Confirmed.
Nice. All right, good talk. I was curious if you guys think it was
Devil May Cry. Well, how does the board game work?
So the way, from what I can tell, because I've taken a quick cursory glance at it, is it set up like a combat miniatures game, kind of like D&D had one for a while. I'm trying to remember the name of it. But it's almost kind of like a HeroClix or something like that, if you're familiar with how those games work.
No.
All right, well.
I've seen them every time I go to a convention. They always have like 10 booths just like filled with like, yo, come get your HeroClix. I'm like, what the fuck are these? Sometimes I see like a Bioshock one. I'm like, oh, I should buy that just because I like Bioshock. But anyway.
But yeah, no. So basically, there will be someone controlling the monsters for it. You go through, you fight them using the different stat abilities from the cards that indicate what the miniatures can do. And it's all meant to kind of like replicate a lot of the action from Devil May Cry. And it looks really cool. And the miniatures themselves look fucking gorgeous. Just looking at the quality of the sculpts just looks absolutely fantastic.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
We have
Dante looks good.
We just have a couple more stories and we're pretty much easy to wrap up on here. Last of Us 2 entered final stage of development. So
hell yeah.
Coming out this year.
That's what we're talking about.
It's gonna happen. They're
working on it quick. It's coming out.
It'll come out this time next year.
Wrap it up in next week. Coming out next month.
So that's cool. I'm excited. We talked about Last of Us for a little
bit. E3 Shadow Drop. Coming.
Imagine if they ever shout drop that.
I would never watch.
That's why they didn't show up to E3, because like, they're still going to win.
We'll win. Watch.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a bunch to say about that. I just wanted to point that out. Netflix is having an E3 panel.
Yeah. They're going to go ahead and talk a lot about how to produce different video game content for exactly kind of nail on the head.
Castlevania Season 3 trailer? Let's go.
Oh, man, I have no doubt they'll probably drop something for that, and I'll be fucking stoked. Pissed they didn't really go into Grant in Season 2, but whatever.
It's kind of...
The story's already done for fucking
Castlevania 3. Don't worry.
No, they'll probably go with the Symphony of the Night.
Well, they mixed a bunch of Lords of Shadow shit in there, too. So, whatever. Yeah. They mixed a bunch of stuff. Like, what's his name? I shouldn't spoil it. But this character's from, like, what's the PS2 game? The first one.
Curse of Darkness.
Yeah, Curse of... No, that's the second one. What's the first
Curse
one?
Curse of Lagerona.
Curse of Lagerona. No, what's the because the main guy that was like he has the white hair, not the main guy, but he's like the Alucard. Main guy from the PS2. Gerald. No, not Alucard. He's the main guy from the PS2 game I'm talking about. He was in season 2 as like one of the builder guys.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, I can't remember what that PS2 game is called. It was pretty good. It was a good one.
Could have sworn it was Curse of Blood, but I'm
wrong. No, Curse of Darkness is the second one. That might be the character. Maybe I'm confusing it, but there is another one. I can't remember what the PS2 game's called. There's two PS2 games. Curse of Darkness is the second one. Mr. Mosquito, that's it. There you go. Mr. Mosquito, I'm a little pissed because I had that game and I got rid of it because it didn't have the manual. And now it's like an $80 game. I'm really upset.
You were that guy. That sounds like, you're yourself a fucking nerd.
Don't get rid of me.
Yeah, Netflix is doing an E3 panel to like talk about shows they have that are becoming games as well. So.
Oh, Devil May Cry. They have that. That's coming.
Yeah, there you go.
The guy that directed Castlevania has Devil May Cry coming out, which everybody thought was going to be Legend of Zelda, and then he announced, no, it's Devil May Cry, idiots. Then people got upset. Are you stupid?
It'll be interesting to see a second Devil May Cry TV series.
Yeah, I watched the first few episodes of the first one, because it came with, I think it came with Devil May Cry 4?
Yeah, I think it did, as a little thing. And I don't know. Okay.
I bought Devil May Cry 4 and never played it, and I watched the anime that was in it, so...
Don't make cry animals, all right.
I'm going to override your bullshit with
I'm going to override your bullshit.
this last news article with the bullshit.
So, that's fair.
Oh, more. The bullshit has consumed the news.
You're just mad because you're losing bullshit.
I wasn't even fucking. All I said is the bullshit is consuming the news.
You're just fucking upset.
I'm not upset. I was just fucking. You're fucking. Whatever. Both of you suck. Yeah, go ahead. Read your stupid shit. Stop looking at your phone.
Oh, fuck you.
I'm trying to see if that was a tweet or not.
You're both looking at your fucking phone.
We don't want to look at you.
I'll look at my phone, too. Fuck it. Screw this podcast.
Best podcast material right here.
So, Ubisoft, they had... So, okay, I'll see if I can intertwine it somehow. So, they announced they have 3 unannounced Ubisoft titles coming before March 2020.
Yep. Split itself. Confirmed.
Rayman X Capcom.
So before I jump into this,
Rayman Just Dance.
The creative director at Ubisoft tweeted something last night, I think it was. Earlier today about how they were like, oh, we're making this, I'm excited to be with this hashtag Splinter Cell hashtag, and they hashtag like everyone other franchises up there. And then Ubisoft had to come back and say, hey guys, that was a joke. That wasn't a reveal. No Splinter Cell to reveal right now.
No.
The bullshit that I'm saying is if you guys think that's actually a joke, or do you think that we're getting Splinter Cell this E3? And I think that's a pretty easy slam dunk that we're getting Splinter Cell.
Yeah, I think we are, but it'd be a little weird because they already have Ghost Recon coming out this year too. So, Ghost Recon fills a lot of that Splinter Cell. Like Ghost Recon used to be very
tactical.
Is that
a brand new Ghost Recon?
Yeah, it's a brand new one.
Which is weird, because, yeah, we got that.
Oh, we should talk about that also, I guess. But I guess we could talk about it here. Breakpoint? It looks pretty good, actually. It has our boy John Bernthal
on it. I feel
like
that last one just came out.
It has Shane from Walking Dead in it, so that's kind of cool. Yeah. He's the bad guy. He's like, yo, Rick! Yo, I'm talking to you, Rick! And he rubs his head. Let me ask you something. Punisher, of course. That didn't work out. It sucks. He's great as the Punisher.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah, I haven't watched season 2 yet. I don't know if I want to. Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's on Netflix still right now, I think. But I don't know if I want to yet. I don't know. Until I hear like something happens. Maybe a possible third season. And they canceled it, so there's no way it's going to happen.
It'll be a third season on Hulu now that Disney owns it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, hell yeah. Hulu, my favorite place to go. Now it'll probably be Disney Plus, but I don't think they want a rated R show in there, right?
No, anyway. All the rated R is supposed to be on Hulu.
Okay, yeah. What were we talking about? Oh yeah, Ubisoft. No, Ghost Recon actually looks pretty good because I wasn't a fan of. We played Wildlands the beta, I think. Did we play it? We played it, right?
We did the beta, and we fucked
I definitely
around
played
it,
it,
but
but I don't remember if it was with
we
you.
fucked around it. We didn't think it was like as fun as everyone was raving about, but we did fuck around
No.
it enough that we just caused like a 5-star thing, and we're just like inside of a small building with a helicopter running around us.
Yeah, that was fun. But the thing is that you could do that in any open world game at this point,
Yeah.
right? Like, you could do that in Grand Theft Auto 5 if you want, so what's the point? The thing is that Ghost Recon's always been about tactics, you know, like, oh, we have to like sneak in there and stuff. That's the old Ghost Recon. I like
Right.
those. I haven't played one a lot in a long time, probably since Ghost Recon 2. But those games were fun because you would have to take a minute to really, because if you get shot twice, you're done. Like,
Right.
that's it. Just like old Rainbow Six games, that was the same thing. You get shot twice, you're done. Like, I guess that's the same thing with Rainbow Six Siege. If you get shot a couple times, you're done. But yeah, no, that's what I really liked about it. And this is, you know, definitely more open world and Division-esque, I guess, with shooting and stuff. But
Oh,
that's
speaking
why
of,
I'm
Division also has its first raid set up, I think.
Yeah, I heard that earlier today. They announced that, I think, right? I saw there was a trailer, but I didn't watch it. But
So, did
that,
you hear about
yeah.
that though?
What, the Division Two
They,
raid?
yeah, so you, that, the raids are 8 players,
Oh,
and
I
there's
didn't hear
no
about that.
matchmaking.
So you have to have 7 other friends, pretty much? Okay. I didn't even know you could have a 7-group team. I thought it was only four
I didn't know
players.
either, but apparently, yeah, they're doing that, and people are like, what the hell? They're supposed to be matchmaking. In fact, they advertised earlier, she was like, all
I
these
guess
people
it
have
makes sense.
matchmaking, but they're like, yeah, it requires a lot of communication, so we're not
I guess
gonna.
it makes sense, and you don't want to have 7 other people screaming at like the one guy or something, right?
Yeah, because there's always gonna be one
Just,
guy without a
you
mic. There's
suck.
gonna be one guy without a mic
Yeah.
like Gore, and they're gonna be just shit
Well, I
talking.
put a mic on if I want to play Raid. I don't want to, but if I had to, I'd
Raids are
put a
like the
mic
best
on.
part of every game I hear though too. I
I
really
don't
want to do
like
them.
talking to other people. I hate other people playing video games. I really do. They're all
Same
shitty.
though.
Yeah, see? Like, Overwatch, I'll sometimes get on the mic when they're really being obnoxious. But most of the time I'm just like, yeah, whatever, you know, I'm doing fine. I don't need to communicate with these people. Okay. I'm usually the healer anyway, so I don't need to communicate with them. So no, I don't, because they'll do their own thing anyway. Like, if they're separating, it doesn't matter what I
I
fucking
know,
say.
but
Like,
yeah, quick play is, it doesn't matter to
well, we're
communicate
talking
quick.
about
Yeah,
for
I'm
short,
talking,
but
no, I'm talking about quick play, because I don't play competitive that much. But yeah, no, I get, I no, you're right about competitive. I should put the mic on, but
yeah,
you know
quick
what the
play, it
thing
doesn't
is, that
matter. Do whatever you want.
ever since they put the thing in where you
You can.
can vote on people, I see less and less people actually talking, which is weird. I don't know why that would affect that, but I guess there's a lot of negative people that are just like, there's no way I'm not going to be negative here. I don't want my shit getting taken down or
Sure.
my ranking lowered, so they just don't talk. But my last time I played competitive, I only got maybe 2 games where people actually talked. Everything else is just silent. I was surprised. I was like, whoa.
I know
Yeah.
some PC they talk quite a bit,
Oh
but
yeah, PC, even if they don't have a mic, they can text, right? So
yeah.
Which is nice.
that's how, we have a friend that got banned because he just doesn't stop saying offensive shit. It's just like, not gonna name names, but it's somebody we know.
But needless to say, we were all pretty excited when he got banned. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. He
So yeah,
deserved it. He
so
deserved it for
let's go
sure.
back. So bullshit or not, Splinter Cell at this E3. No announcement.
There might be a teaser. I can see
You,
that. I will confirm. I
yes or
will say there
no?
will be a teaser.
So it's
Yes,
so
there will
we're
be a
saying
teaser.
bullshit because it's bullshit that they're lying, right?
Yes. So,
There
but the
will be,
bullshit
so.
question is there Splinter Cell at this E3?
Yeah, there will
Yes.
be a teaser.
Yeah. So no bullshit, I
So
guess, right?
no one's gonna win this. So.
Yeah. Well, how do you know?
Because you guys both have the same answer.
Yeah, so we might win.
So
Yeah,
we'll
doesn't
tie.
matter. I
This
want to
shouldn't be a competition. When did this turn into it? I didn't even know this was a competition. I thought we were just doing this.
I think it's fun that way.
All right, then I'll say no. Fuck it. It ain't happening. I want it to, it's gonna happen. I'll just say no,
Get a
just
point.
to satiate you. It's like, oh, I want competition all the time. I want
Yeah, but
everybody to hate
now
each
you're gonna be
other.
losing though,
It's
so.
whatever. I'm losing a competition I didn't even know I was a part of. It's
Now
like,
you are.
whatever. Whatever. Yeah.
So then for the final thing, then let's talk about what do we think those last three Ubisoft games are.
Splinter Cell? I
Splinter
do
Cell,
think it's gonna be
Splinter
Splinter
Cell and
Cell.
Watch Dogs 3.
Watch Dogs 3, I think Watch Dogs. See, that's weird though. That's too many games that are similar in some way. I mean, free roaming, third person shooters in ways. So I'm assuming Splinter Cell is gonna be free roam, which I don't want it to be, but it's probably
Right,
going
but
to
either
be.
way, Watch Dogs 3 is differentiated enough from that.
I know, but still a third person. Yeah, I thought maybe they wanted like Steep 2, you know, something
Well,
like that.
here's the
You know what
thing.
I mean?
They could release Watch Dogs in November and then release Splinter Cell in March and be fine.
I know, but that's a month away from Ghost Recon, though. Where Ghost Recon, you can Ghost fuck Recon's around.
Ghost confirmed for next March?
Yeah, it's October 4th.
October.
Yeah.
So I would Ghost Recon and Watch Dogs are way different enough for me, I think.
Sure. Yeah, and that's fine, but then Splinter Cell, I don't know. And then we have the third game.
What do we think that third game is going to be?
Because it's unannounced, so it can't be Ghost Recon.
Mario & Rabbids 2 is a popular idea.
Yeah, I'm going to say Steep 2. I'm going to say a second Steep. Because I think Steep did well. And I think
never showed up on Switch,
the people that wanted that game liked it.
Right.
I don't know why anybody would want it, but they got it.
Right. David, what do you think it's going to be?
You go first.
I mean, it could be Mario Rabbids 2. It's not really, we're not really playing a game out of this, but
Mario Rabbids 2 would be a good choice. Yeah. I mean, they showed DLC last year, so that could definitely happen. I could see that Splinter Cell and Steep 2. I mean, Watch Dogs 3 obviously can happen. I don't know if they want to do it so close to,
has to be happening.
Their other two open world. Again, I'm thinking Splinter Cell is going to be open world. It most likely is going to be, which I don't really like, but whatever.
Watch Dogs 2 released when there was an Assassin's Creed that year.
Yeah, but Assassin's Creed is not a third-person shooter, is what I'm saying. I mean, yeah, they I even know. Have it's, Division it's, 2. It's, they're going to show Division 2 shit, obviously. It's different enough,
though. I don't even consider, like, Watch Dogs 2 really a shooter.
Ubisoft like,
I mean,
will yeah, be known as...
A lot, the... But I figure, like, a lot... I mess around with, like, all the gadgets and stuff all that game, too.
Beyond Good and Evil 3. That's what it's going to be.
No, you hate it. That's, like, unconfirmed now for 2020.
Skip 2.
that's unconfirmed for this year.
Beyond Good and Evil 3 comes out before 2. Confirmed. Oh, Beyond Good and Evil 1 remake.
Yeah, that's not a AAA game.
I said that on Twitter. You read my tweet, right?
No.
No, I wrote on Twitter because I already saw this tweet that you reposted on Twitter about the three Ubisoft games. So I replied, said Beyond Good and Evil 3, 4, and 5, and don't say they're not AAA because I'll fucking find you. So don't, because it's AAA now. It is, that's for sure.
All right, fucking James.
If
Cameron.
Steep is AAA, right. Then Beyond Good and Evil is.
All right, what are you looking up?
My thoughts is...
He's cheating.
No, I had to remind myself of what games they fucking actually do.
He's cheating. I didn't do that.
I think we'll get a Prince of Persia.
That would be amazing.
We will get another Tom Clancy game, but it'll be one of the ones I haven't touched in a while. I suspect it'll be...
Hawks.
I was actually just about to say Hawks.
And War.
Yes, Hawks and N-War. Oh, God, N-War.
How about the Ghost Recon game on 3DS?
Exactly. It'll
bring
be
that to Switch.
Remake. No, I suspect there probably will be like a Hawks or an N-War, something that we haven't seen for a long time. And the more likely scenario that I think will actually happen is they'll do a new Just Dance, but it'll be a games as a service Just Dance, where it'll come out with just like a very limited amount of content at the start, and it'll be something they'll constantly build upon for microtransactions.
Did the last Just Dance not do well?
I don't fucking know. I don't follow that shit.
That seems like something like Dance Central did that, and it did not work out.
I foresee Ubisoft trying it.
Yeah. And Dance Central, you need to connect, so... I could see why that didn't work, because nobody wanted to use Kinect, where you just use your stupid phone with friggin', which I don't even know how that works. It's just like, it knows your motions?
It senses the motions, yeah.
Yeah, but like, if you have to do a dance, like, whatever, can't you just move the phone up?
It just gets to the closest to you. It's like, I don't know if you played, fitness boxing, but you don't have to
do the motions
it does. It just does.
Yeah, you just, like, move it up and down.
Yeah.
When she's telling you to do this and stuff, you just, like... Move it like
not like that. You try to do the motions, but like
do a little bit of this.
If you do this, if what? You like an uppercut, you don't have to, or like a side, like a jab like that. You could just kind of swing at it.
You just swing it, yeah.
Yeah, but if you do that, you're a fucking dirty cheater and defeating the purpose of it.
All right, well, that was a podcast, everyone.
Yeah, dirty little bitch.
Thank you for listening.
No, we're not done.
Yeah, we are.
No,
we gotta talk more about Puppet Master.
That's it.
Yeah. What? No, but we didn't. Hold on. What was the three games that David said again? I heard Prince of Persia and Just Dance. What was the other one?
And then he said Tom Clancy.
Oh, it's some random Tom Clancy game. Okay, yeah. Mine was Steep 2, Splinter Cell, and what was the other one? I forgot.
Watch Dogs?
I don't think I said Watch Dogs, did I?
Probably.
Fuck it, Watch Dogs. I don't care.
Beyond Good and Evil 4.
All right, okay. Good night, everybody.
Skip three and two.
Yeah, and I think Watch Dogs, Splinter Cell, and Mario & Rabbids 2. I can see that.
Ghost Recon.
Recon, right, these nuts. Good.
Let's end off with our favorite game.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you get one shot. Spell all the way through.
D-U-R-A-N-D-A-L. J-O-Y-E-U-S-E.
Yep.
All right, there you go. He cheated.
He looked it up.
No, he sent me a message on something. And it
I remember that. I saw that. I saw that. I saw it. I was like, fuck.
I haven't looked at it since, to be fair.
All right. Oh, it was on Twitter.
Yeah.
All the right, game is done. That's what it was. It's Twitter.
All right, guys. That was it. You can follow.
To be
David
fair, I haven't
that
looked
name.
At it since that tweet though, so it's, I had to remember.
I saw.
That.
I didn't want to point it out. You can find me.
I think that means I got it really close last week because I think I said that except I added like another E.
You
or
added
some
an
shit.
X.
You added like
somewhere.
Eight. Yeah, you added an X in there for some reason.
An X.
Yeah.
Oh, because like. Yeah. What?
All right, you can find me at the Punk'd on Twitter and Twitch. You can find Gore at Gore the Movie God on Twitter and Twitch. He's never on Twitch. Then on his YouTube,
yeah, not
which where you're
YouTube.
Watching.
How about that? Yeah. What the fuck?
Twitch. Goodbye.
Bye. Wait, what about me? I'm not going to get plugs?
No. Nope.